For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I was in sin's prison, oh so dark and cold, just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. Then the door swung open, Jesus said to me, I have signed your pardon, now you may go free.
Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I gave him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there on Calvary.
Since the Savior led me from that awful place, I can hear the angels sing, they sang Amazing Grace. I know I was pardoned from my awful sin. Now I go on singing glory to his name.
Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I gave him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there on Calvary.
Life is now worth living, since he set me free. I know he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I own a mansion, not a prison wall. For he signed my pardon, yes he paid it all.
Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I gave him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there on Calvary. When he signed my pardon there on Calvary.
When one studies the world situation today, we can see that many people are confused. And we can see the church is not any better in many cases than the world. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ has a timeline. Many Christians have never read the book of Revelation. They have never opened their heart to prophecy. They don't understand what is going to happen on this earth. They do not see the plan of God. Many have thrown in the towel and said, whatever happens, happens. God is sovereign. He's in control. Well, God depends on his church to change things. Yes, I understand the path of this world is going to go according to Scripture. But we, the Christian, can decide on how we will walk along with God's plan. We can decide to study and see what God's plan is. We can decide to listen to the voice of God. We can decide to believe what the voice of God is telling us. But many in the church don't seem to want to do that. They have basically laid down their spiritual intelligence that God gave them. They have never exercised it. That's why so many are confused. When we study salvation, the Bible teaches us, Scripture has made us wise unto salvation. But we also have to understand that to see the salvation of God, God has to give us a revelation. He has to give us understanding on how salvation works. Many religious organizations will teach that we have to live a godly life to get into the kingdom of God. Yes, I recommend that we live godly lives, but that will not bring us into the kingdom of God. We have to understand the only way to get into that kingdom is through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us, gather my people unto myself, who made it a covenant by sacrifice. What sacrifice? It's the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to understand the ways of God. We have to hear His voice. We got to have revelation. I will give you a scripture that will show you what I'm talking about. It's found in Mark chapter 4 in verse 11. And the disciples were talking to Jesus, and He said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. For you see, you can clearly see with your eyes the way of salvation in the Bible. But with your heart, you will not understand it. It goes over your head. This is why God is asking all of us to make sure that our hearts are right, so that we can have the revelation of salvation. God has to open our understanding, and without Him opening our understanding, we will never see the light. We may think we do, like the Bible teaches us here, seeing but yet not seeing. That is a very dangerous place to be in, because many teachers and many preachers are in that situation. They teach rules, laws, and regulation on how to get into the kingdom. They think they know the way. They see, yet they don't see. And thus they teach their congregations that. So we need to understand these things. The revelations of God are happen according to a man's heart. So today I'll teach on that subject, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message, you will open people's hearts to the truth of the revelation of God. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message, bless the listener, in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing I want to explain in this message that I'm going to be preaching today, the salvation of God and the things of God have to come by revelation. When you study Scripture, you read the written word. Yes, they can give you information, but if the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is not connected to that word, you will get the wrong, total wrong impression on how things work. The word needs to meet the Spirit, and the Spirit needs to meet the word. Many people have spoken this. When you only have the word, you dry up. When you only have the spirit, you blow up. So you have to have both of them. One is a guideline. The other shows you how to walk according to that guideline. I will give you an example. I was reading a testimony of a Christian trying to bring a friend to the Lord Jesus Christ. He explained to him the way of salvation, and it just didn't click with his friend. And then finally, in frustration, the Christian said to the unbeliever, "Just read the Bible, and God will show you." So, after a week, his unsafe friend came back to him. "Yes, I found the way. God showed it to me. I see it very clearly." And the Christian asked, "Show me what scripture God has given to you." And then he turned to John chapter 5 in verse 28. It tells us, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." So, regardless how this guy tried, it just did not come to a revelation for his friends. Because here is the scripture that was given by Jesus. If you do good, you're going to go to heaven. If you do evil, you're going to go into the eternal lake of fire. We need to understand these scriptures, the good and the evil here, are a hidden mystery. And I will teach on those hidden mysteries today. It comes by revelation. Let the Lord open your heart to it, because it is very important that people understand the way of salvation and not just go on thinking that they somehow understand, that they know the will of God. The will of God is given to them that search with a heart that wants to know God. In Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 3, it tells us, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." So here is how the Apostle Paul words it. We have to be blessed with spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Everything centers around Christ, not in you. It doesn't center around you. It centers around Jesus Christ. The spiritual blessings have to come from Christ himself. In Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 9, it tells us, "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself." So here again, it tells us, Jesus has made known unto us the mystery of his will. How many people read scripture? They read the Bible on a daily basis, but never see the mystery of his will. I remember reading the Bible before I was a Christian. I did my religious duty basically on at least every second day or every third day. I would study a chapter of the Bible. But the way of salvation went over my head on a continuous basis until I was about 27 years old. Then God opened my eyes to his mystery, and I saw the way of salvation. God just opened it in a split second. He opened my heart and my mind in a split second. I have read the Bible. People have read the Bible to me. Throughout my young life, I was immersed in reading, having to reading the Bible. We had our verses that we would recite on a daily basis, but that didn't help me. I had absolutely no understanding until God opened my eyes. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. When I saw that, then God opened my eyes. I had seen these scriptures before, but I was taught I had to live a godly life. I had to do this. I had to do that. I could not understand what it meant by redemption through the blood until God opened my eyes to the incredible sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to see these things because many religious people just skim over these things. It doesn't click. It doesn't dawn on them. They do not study the millions of sacrifices that the Old Testament saints did throughout history, killing thousands and thousands of animals, sprinkling their blood on the altar of God for the covering of their sin. This is where salvation is. It has to come through the redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we need to teach that. And until people see that, until the revelation is open to their eyes, they will walk around in confusion. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 13, in whom also you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Once I saw the way of salvation, once I saw the grace of God, that we come into the kingdom through grace by faith in the finished work of the cross, I took it for myself. It was the goodness of God that drew me to him, not his judgment. I was hearing and reading of his judgments with my natural mind throughout my life until I was 27 years old. Instead of that drawing me to God, it pushed me farther away. But then God opened my eyes through his goodness. It was the goodness of God that led me to repentance. Things changed when God opened my eyes to the truth of salvation. When the revelation came, then things changed drastically. Yes, I was sealed unto the Holy Spirit. This is what God wants for everyone. So I have to ask you this question. Are you sealed unto the day of redemption? Are you blessed by the revelations of God that you're a child of God? Are you still trying to figure out by scripture on how to please God? You're forever on guard. You're forever trying your best. You cannot seem to have a moment of rest. You do not have assurance of salvation. Is that your problem? Well, you can take by faith what the word says. It's through the blood of Christ that we're saved. And if we take that by faith and we understand this is how God works, then God will open our understanding and will bring us the revelation that we need for this eternal salvation. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
While you are blessed with this precious moment, Jesus is ready to say, sinner, before you make your decision, is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance. Is this your last chance to pray?
Satan may say that you're young and healthy, there's plenty of time to pray. But death is sure and life is uncertain, is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance to pray?
Can you be sure that you'll see tomorrow? Would you be wise to wait? Death's chilling arms this night may embrace you. Is this your last chance to pray?
Before you say no to Jesus tonight, before you turn him away, before you decide to take that great chance, is this your last chance?
Over the years, I've been teaching on the subject of revelation. When you study the Bible, you need to have revelation. Reading the Word of God without the Holy Spirit will bring forth cults. That's why we have so many cults in this world, because they do not understand the Word of God through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that brings life to the Word of God. We need to understand that, and this is why there are so many religions. They will tell us to follow the teachings of Jesus, but when we study the teachings of Jesus, he teaches the law. You shall not do this, you shall do that, and this and that. Yes, it's good to follow the teachings of Jesus. We all try that. But a person in himself cannot do it. He needs a revelation from God, and he needs the power of the Holy Spirit in his life to operate like Jesus. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 7. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So he is telling us that through revelation, that your eyes of understanding will be opened. We will receive wisdom. We will receive the insight of God that he has as far as the end times is concerned. And the hope in us will go from a hope to a knowledge, to something that you tangibly can have for yourself. This is what the hope of glory is. The glory that God wants us to have in eternity will settle upon us here on this earth. The Bible teaches us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved through faith. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We need to understand these things, that it is Jesus that does everything. We do not do anything for ourselves, for our righteousness are as filthy rags. If what we do as far as godliness is concerned is not performed through the Holy Spirit, then it's nothing but filthy rags. The Bible teaches us that in the ages to come, he will show us those incredible riches. This is why the beasts around the throne, the seraphim, and these beings are crying, holy, 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 all the time. It is because they see more and more of the glory of God, and they cannot help themselves. This is what Jesus is showing us. But I want to bring you one more scripture that we all need to understand. It's found in Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 11. He gives some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why does he give us these apostles and prophets? Can we not get by ourselves when we study the word of God? A lot of times when we study the word of God, it's like as if it's straw to us. We cannot get any nourishment out. We read it. It's so dry. Many Christians have that problem. They basically read the Bible out of duty. The power of the Holy Spirit is not there. It seems like they're just reading words. Well, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor and the teacher, they bring with themselves something called the anointing of God. And with that anointing, when they preach, when they teach, that anointing or that spirit of knowledge comes upon you. If you listen, if you are paying attention to what they're saying, that spirit of knowledge, that spirit of revelation comes upon you. If they teach us about our salvation, then the spirit of revelation comes upon the person who they are talking to. And if the person is nonchalant about it, if he doesn't really care, then that spirit will go back to the evangelist, to the apostle. It will not stay on that person. But if that person is open, his heart is ready for it, and he receives, then that knowledge, that spirit of revelation will come upon him, his eyes will be open, and he sees the way of salvation. This is what it means when the Bible says, they have eyes but cannot see. They have ears and cannot hear. But when that spirit of revelation comes upon him, they see and then they understand instead of seeing and not seeing. They hear and they understand instead of hearing and not hearing. This is what happens when the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher bring forth the anointing of God and teach people. That spirit of anointing, that spirit of revelation comes upon the listener. And if they are receiving it, then all of a sudden their eyes open to the truth. If they do not receive it, it goes back to the anointing, the revelation goes back to the teacher. Just like in the Bible when Jesus said, he sent his apostles out to preach, to teach his disciples. And he said, if you go into a house and they receive you, let that spirit of peace come upon that house. And if they don't receive you, Let that spirit of peace return unto you. This is how it works. We need to open our hearts to these interesting truths and become a blessing to ourselves. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.